And we're live.
Hey guys, what's going on, man? I'm Brian Ozone, and I got a little bit of a cold, so excuse me, my throat's a little screwed up. And I'm here with my guys. We got Aaron Johnson and Andrew Kay, and we're ready to rock this podcast, man.
How's it going?
What's going on?
Good. How about you?
What's going on?
I actually got something really, really cool in the mail today. I got 2 6-sided dice.
Those custom dice?
Are they custom?
Custom dice. Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of them saying six, it has the Masters of the Universe insignia, and they're like rainbow colored. They're pretty cool, man. I'd never seen them before.
Yeah, I saw you posted those earlier. Did you post those in Masters of the Galaxy? That was
Yeah,
that was really cool, man.
Yeah, just to see if anybody knew anything about them. I mean, maybe they came in a game from overseas or something, but I don't know. I never saw them before, so I got them.
Well, I think somebody had suggested that they might be a part of an Eternia game of some kind, Battle for Eternia, but I think Joe chimed in and thought that they were custom.
Yeah, no, they're not for that. I have that. I think that's a spinner game. I think you spin for that.
I've never seen that game. I just thought
I have Battle for Eternia. That's a pretty fun one.
That game is a game that you can play for hours, man. It's such a cool game. It's like one of the old games that was I'm trying to think of the name of it now. Shoots catapults and something or another.
Yeah, like Shoots and Ladders.
No, not since. No. If something catapults and you set up each side and you shot like rockets and arrows at the other side and had to knock it down, and it's cool to help in. The Battle for Eternia game is really, really cool. It's kind of expensive now, though, but
it comes with those stands and those gold swords.
Gold That's kind swords. Of, like,
expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So both factions square off against each other on either side.
There's a storyline. I forget the storyline, but and it's kind of cool too. I believe you get I might be getting confused with the role playing game, but you might get, I think you get cards on each character, like their hit points and magic and stuff like that. But
not in Battle for Eternia.
It's not, right?
You don't get that kind of stuff for Battle for Eternia.
All right. Yeah, you get that for the role playing game then.
Yeah, the role-playing game has that. The Battle for Eternia does not.
Okay, yeah.
Still a fun game, though.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely fun. I wish I had somebody to play it. It's really, really cool. I mean, setting it up, there's a lot of characters. And you can actually use the He-Man characters because they have the stands for the characters to use.
Correct.
In the game. Yeah.
Yes, so the stands make it, I think, the biggest deal, that and the swords, because the swords are He-Man swords.
Right, but gold.
Yeah, well, gold He-Man swords. And right. Then there are stands for He-Man figures. You get little cardboard stand-ins to put in, but really you want to put, you know, He-Man and Man-at-Arms and Skeletor on there.
Right.
And just a really cool card art and box art, because they have the Evil Horde piece on there. And that piece is just awesome.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one of the cooler games. It's way cooler than that Snake Mountain game that they came out with. That game.
Are you talking about Escape Snake Mountain? Is that what it is?
I have that game.
Yeah.
That game's good.
Now, what I was thinking of the one from the Masters magazine. I think it was like the '87 magazine that had. It was almost like Chutes and Ladders. So you had like it was like a slide puzzle on the inside of.
There's a lot of those, I think.
Yeah.
When you were talking about using the characters as the pieces, that some of my guys were talking about using the little subjects because, you know, they're so small, and you use those as your actual player and move them across the field. So I thought that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is a cool idea because they're probably a good size to use. But that was a really cool nod that Mattel did back then was you either had the choice of using the cardboard cutouts of the figures or – use the figures themselves, which was even cooler. So they were ahead of their time with that. That was something that was really cool.
Well, it could also be another way to sell more toys. I mean, this board game came out like 85, 86. And, you know, a good way to have... Is Darth Vader here?
I must have been there. Sorry. I thought I had the mic covered. Sorry.
It's all good. No, they're just a really fun board game. I recommend to any collectors out there. It's worth your time. It's hard to get.
And no,
I'd definitely to get my hands on that. That sounds really sweet.
The thing is that don't go crazy and spend $1 million on maybe a complete set, because you can find, if you do check eBay like I do every day or whatever, you will be able to complete the set for cheap, you know? So my advice is to put, you know, they have that option for following stuff. So just put in certain keywords like whatever the name of the game is, Battle for Eternia, Eternia Parts, Golden He-Man Swords, stuff like that you put in, and you'll probably make the game for $20 complete, you know, with the box and everything.
Well, they got some swords for buy it now at $4 a piece.
That's not a bad price.
No, it isn't. I think you need like 6 swords, though.
No. I think it comes with 12. I believe.
Oh God, even more. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I'm missing 2. That's the only thing I'm missing is 2 swords, and everything else I have to the game. But I just never got around to picking it up. So, what about you guys? You guys get anything interesting during the week?
No, Andrew.
Okay. What did I get? I don't think so. I've been buying less because I'm trying to afford an engagement ring sometime soon. So. That's the killer part right now.
Well, if we see a mass exodus of lots of MOTU stuff just show up and start going, we know why. So
we're
trying to pay for a ring.
Yeah, I was just talking to you guys a few minutes ago before we started that I think I've spent more on Maddie Collector than a sizable down payment on a Tesla right now.
Oh, I believe you.
Absolutely.
I believe you. I probably did the same thing times two. I mean, the amount of stuff I bought on that was crazy, man. It's insane how much money I gave them.
Yeah, we were talking about the Walmart deal where Walmart.com has them on sale right now. A lot of the classics are going.
Is that true? I saw someone post that before.
Yeah, there's I mean, it's one of those things where go ahead.
Yeah, it's the stuff from Black Friday. It's all the Black Friday stuff.
Yeah.
The Mattel put out. The stuff that apparently GameStop didn't want to buy.
I'm checking that out right now, to tell you the truth.
You can get Plundar though for Easter at $16.20.
Yeah, $16 I think for most of them, and a lot of the mutants, a lot of that kind of thing. But still, there's some good ones out there. Princess Power has got some stuff out there too.
Yeah,
wow. The enemies
we talked about. What else? The Giants are there for $45.
Yeah,
really. That's not so bad, I guess. You know, I guess it's just the. Well, at this point, they're just trying to get rid of everything, so I don't blame them for that. But I remember when they had the Big Lots fiasco a few years ago. I don't know if you guys remember that, but that was bad. That was really, really bad.
I thought you liked it, though, because you bought, like, so many Skeletor Skeletor Molar 2-packs, didn't you?
Well, no. I was just buying the Molars, man. People were just selling them for so cheap. I was getting them for like $1.90. I was paying more shipping than for the actual figure sometimes.
Nobody cared about the Molar.
It was crazy. Give
me that toothless Skeletor, take the rest.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It definitely was.
Well, no worries.
I'm checking out right now. Oh, yeah, look at that, man. They have a lot here.
There's a lot listed. I mean, and it is a lot of the stuff that like Andrew said, we've already seen, but still yet. I mean, it's nice that it's out there at a cheap price if anybody missed grabbing their Hydron or, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta get Scuba Steve.
I might get some more Priebus and Lizard Man.
Oh, yeah, man. That's Lizard Man always seems to be quite popular, I guess, from the Filmation tie-in, but, I mean, he's always popular.
But he comes with a cool sword.
Oh, Provis?
Oh, no. Lizardman does. Provis is good, though.
Now, Lizardman's sword is it's got the, like, round in the center and it's got two bones coming off of it. Is
yeah,
that right?
It's a Skeletor sword.
That Skeletor is Filmation sword, yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
But it needs a paint job, I think.
I can't believe how much stuff they have.
I haven't looked at that sword recently.
I've never checked Walmart for He-Man stuff. This is crazy.
It's not
Ron
that great.
Is having an epiphany of
yeah, it's not that great. I mean, if you need some more Hydrons, yeah, Hail Hydron.
Scuba yeah. Steve, baby. Scuba Steve.
Wow. They got a lot of t-shirts, too.
They do. Those aren't Mattel made, though. Those are just licensed, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, I think that's where you're picking up some of that Toy Wiz stuff and,
right, yeah.
and that stuff, too. But cool wow. that it's out there and cool that somebody threw it out. You know, I think I dug threw it out earlier, I think. So, Dirt, thanks for that. I mean, that's cool to throw that out there. And I like it when anybody throws a heads up that there's a good sale going on.
Yep.
Wow, yeah, I had no idea about this. Like I said, I read a post before, but it didn't click. I really didn't put two and two together because I didn't think that they were going to do that. But it makes sense, you know, to get rid of the stock because Maddie's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it looks like what's out there is actually what's out there, and that's pretty much it, I think. I mean, that's what it seems like to me. We're flushing the shelves, and that's all, so.
Yeah, yeah, this is probably the bottom of the barrel, whatever's left is yep. here.
And we're going to move into Super 7 now and see how that goes. So, yeah, man, cool deal. Now, what did you say that you got this week, Andrew? You said not the ring, obviously, and congrats on that. But you still got to sell off a few classics. But what did you say you got?
Did I get anything? I don't think I got anything. I ordered something that still hasn't shipped, like from like the end of last month. On eBay, some Motu bootleg stuff. I don't know what's going on, but I've messaged my eBay buyer like twice or eBay seller twice, and haven't got anything yet. But no, I don't think I haven't bought anything recently. I've been kind of holding back for the last week or two, at least.
I picked up some cool stuff today. I got some Conan comics that I've been giving them away, but I got a hold of some today that were the actual Norum. Artworks on the front, so
oh, nice. Those are always good.
Yeah, man, they're really cool. I'd like to say I got a great deal on them, but it wasn't. But for what they are, I mean, they're glorious, man. They're from the 80s. They're beautiful, and the artwork on them is phenomenal. So I went ahead and picked up a pretty sizable handful today.
Yeah, well, Earl Norm does great work. That's why, you know, I bought that package from.
Oh yeah, man.
The Paracon. I mean.
Yeah, the PowerCon exclusive looks nice.
I mean, I didn't even know it was $200 until after the fact, but I still would have gotten it no matter what. That's just a great piece to have.
So PowerCon, what's going on with that? Any new news this week for PowerCon?
Yeah, bro. Well, it's going to be – I think it's going to be like an 87 movie theme because we have Gary Goddard.
Yes, we do. Director of the movie.
Cool deal. Right?
We have Evelyn.
Meg nope. Foster.
Can't exactly. go wrong.
And then who is the third person? Andrew?
William Stout. William
right.
Stout did
was the artist.
Artist yes. and the character designs.
Right.
And to my knowledge, he is the person who is at least part owner, if not full owner, of the character Karg and some of the movie designs that we really enjoyed or hated, depending on your view of the movie.
Well, that'd be a great tie-in. I mean, also, I there's a loophole there with Karg because he was in one of the Marvel comics. He was in the Marvel movie adaptation. So they can make him, with that being said. But now
– They can or they can't? I was always under the impression that he was Mattel was not – does not have the rights to him.
Yeah, I still think that Stout actually holds the rights to that character because I think he created it as a part of the story movie.
You are correct. But the thing was that if a character was ever in a cartoon, a comic, mini comic, or anything in any shape or form of anything like that,
okay,
it was the light was green. Anything could be made. So,
is that how we got Blade? Just for that?
Yeah.
Blade was a toy first.
Blade was already made. So Blade was a definite was already definitely going to be made no matter what. But the thing with Karg, who else? Karg, the Wind Centennial, that bald guy that's on the top of the thing, that, you know, and Skeletor's in his little computer laboratory, and the bald guy sits on that thing that, you know, floats around.
Did you know that that's Snake Mountain? I think that's an interesting fact.
Yeah, well, it's either Snake Mountain or Castle Grayskull. I think it was Castle Grayskull at the time because you had
William Stout confirmed that that was Snake Mountain.
Yes,
oh, he did.
That and said that his design that actually was Snake Mountain. So that I thought that was really cool that he cleared that up. So that
that is cool. Very good. But yeah, but the thing with Karg is that he was in a Star comic, and he was also in the movie adaptation made by Marvel. So with that, as long as the characters were already incorporated in the canon somehow, there was supposedly a green light for them to be made in classics. And it was a bummer that we haven't gotten them yet. But maybe now, with PowerCon coming and we're having this 87 reunion, hopefully, you know, with the Sorcerer's willing, we will be able to get something.
Oh, I would definitely like to see a figure of Karg. I mean, that's one that obviously has evaded us for quite some time. And I really feel like obviously I know everybody wants it, but that whole movie line, if we could get, you know, God Skeletor and even do another Dolph, you know, He-Man, that would be awesome, man. I'm down for that.
You know, I would love a Dolph He-Man.
Well, give me a PowerCon exclusive 3-pack, or the movie pack, or something like that, where I've got the movie design on the package, and that's special for the movie. I think Super 7 could crank that out.
Yes, I was going to say that I actually did not believe that the rights Mattel had. I do not believe that Mattel has the rights to make it. Otherwise, we would have seen the figure already, because that is a topmost demanded figure. Now, I read somewhere, who knows if it's true or not, that and maybe I talked to Will. I met William Stout at MondoCon a couple years ago, but I don't think I asked him then this. But I believe he has the say so in Karg. I think that he actually gets the say so, and one of the things is that he never wanted to work with Mattel. He does not like Mattel, but maybe now that we're in Super 7 hands, maybe we'll see Karg. Yeah.
Maybe. See, my theory that I always been thinking now is I believe they have the rights to the 87 movie, or Mattel did at the time. It's just that I think they were just waiting for the right time to use it. Like, let's just say that the line started to tank and people were losing interest and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, you know, at one of the cons, boom, here's your 87 movie mini sub, you know, to bring the fans back. That's just what I always thought would happen.
But, well, maybe like Ultimates, you know, they did Ultimates, and that's going to be kind of a one-shot deal. They're not going to continue to make Ultimates.
They might do some each year, is what I read.
Oh, cool. Okay.
In an interview, they said there might be Ultimates, new Ultimates, but there would not be any new ones in 2017.
Okay, so it's not going to be one of those things where they release, you know, so-and-so and so-and-so. But if we got it once a year, that would be awesome, because you could step in and have, here's a new, you know, once-a-year pack, and have three from the movie, and then next year, three from the movie. And
well, I would almost think that they would go part of the Collector's Club instead of part of the Ultimates. The Ultimates are like reissued figures, but they're the Ultimate Editions, whereas
they come with everything that the figure ever had throughout all its...
Right.
An ultimate version of the figure.
Right. But I don't know if you guys watched the video that Brian Flynn made.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing with these figures is that he said that a lot of the molds to maybe the weapons or whatever broke, or Mattel just didn't want to hand it over. So now they had to recast a lot of the stuff. That's why the holdup is. So... Yeah. Going forward with maybe more, it might be a little bit harder or different. They may not want to do it because of the retooling and stuff like that. Because, I mean, it's a lot easier to just cast over something you already have. But, you know, who knows?
To have to go back and remake everything. I see where you're going with as far as Ultimate. Now here's a crazy question. See if you guys know this. There are actually two Kargs. Can you tell me who the other Karg is?
Two cards.
I didn't
Yeah,
know
so
this.
we have a Karg, but we also have two Kargs.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Okay, so we have movie Karg, and then we also have
Right.
a Filmation Karg, and he is controlled by Azrog. So he is a pink horned dragon-like creature that belongs to Azrog and serves as his pet.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah, so interesting factoid. We had a Karg beforehand, but then we have this iteration of Karg.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm a burnout, bro. I'm bad with stuff like that.
Just some Filmation stuff.
I totally forget that stuff. Unfortunately, I can't remember anything like that.
Karg is credited through the Wikia. Karg is he is credited to being created by the film's writers. So it shows
Okay.
that they are giving the writers credit for creating that character.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I hope, you know, I hope my theory is right and we get the movie rights. And you know, maybe we'll get the Centurions. We'll get maybe like a two pack of those guys with the thing, the hoverboards they're on. And I mean,
Oh,
I
there's
would
so much they
absolutely
could do with that movie, man. So
there
much
is.
with that.
I would absolutely fall in love with the dub He-Man. I mean,
Give me Old Man at Arms. Give me Man at Arms.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
the
Oh
Teela. I
yeah,
mean, because
Teela was pretty nice.
the Gwildor we have could fit if
I mean,
he.
she's not a Kate Upton, but she's okay.
Oh yeah, Kate Upton's Kate Upton, baby.
You know, I wouldn't mind getting a little bucket of wings with one of the characters to go with our Gildor figures that we have.
Yeah,
Little
Because
Rob
I.
Robbie's.
Yeah, Robbie's wings or Robbie's
Yeah.
whatever
Rob,
chicken.
Rob, Robbie's
Robbie's
ribs.
fried chicken.
Yeah, Robbie's ribs. Yeah.
There you
Robbie's
go.
ribs.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down with that. But I mean, you know, we'll find out. September seems really close and yet so far away.
I know. I
So
know.
William's just gonna he's gonna be there as one of the guests also, just
Yeah,
sort of
just one of
roaming
the
around talking to
guests.
people.
And I almost think there's going to obviously be a movie panel that has to happen because, you know, they
Yeah,
do
yeah.
panels every year. So not only will we get a chance to meet and greet these people at the con, but the people who are there will get to actually kind of go to a panel on the movie because that makes the most sense. And then maybe even like a design perspective of the movie with Gary Goddard and William Stout as well.
Well, it
Yeah.
is our 30th anniversary of the movie. So, what if, guys? What if
Oh,
they
that
had
makes
some
sense.
crazy information
Yeah.
for us or
Yeah.
something,
Listen,
new? I don't know.
something could be in the works. They can be they really, you know, this could be a perfect opportunity for them to come out and say, we're gonna do something. It's our 30th anniversary. We know
Yeah.
this that we know the fans want something. We are gonna do, you know, even if we do four figures a year, see how they sell, and then we'll go full out there with a full sub the following year.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they do something like that. I mean, me personally, I want a Lubick figure. I really do. I don't know why. I have his autograph. I just want a Lubick figure.
That'd be
I
fun.
think, yeah. I mean, him and a shotgun, man. I think it's pretty cool. That's definitely something I want. And I
Well,
mean.
as far as the 87 movie goes, anything that you'll give me is really fine. I mean, we have nothing from that, and I, you know, even the sculpt on the Classics head when we got, you know, on like laser power He-Man,
Yeah.
it was nice to see that sculpt. I mean, you know, it's sort of the Dolph head, and that was kind of cool.
If any of you don't
Yeah.
actually have these, they made trading cards of William Stout's art, and they actually made some He-Man and Skeletor and movie-designed trading cards, but they're part of his actual trading card line, like the William Stout trading card line.
Cool.
When I made an order of these Masters pins from a guy named Justin Ishmael, He used to run Mondo about like 3 years ago, and he does these pins on Home and Board. It's called Home and Board, B-O-R-E-D, like he's bored. And right. And when I ordered a couple pins from him, he was really happy, and he sent me some William Stout trading cards with Skeletor and He-Man on them.
Cool.
Dang. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great.
Well, yeah, that's probably worth more than what you ordered.
Possibly.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, possibly.
Sometimes that's that. Extras, man. I get some of these extras sometimes. I'm like, guys, thank you so much. Whatever this is, it's awesome.
That's definitely something you throw in your safe, man. You never know. And, you know, something you hold on to.
Okay.
Definitely.
So the next topic we were supposed to talk about was... We touched up on the PowerCon guests, I guess, right? What was next? Did y'all remember?
We were going to talk a transition to NA. I know we were going to talk about...
Oh, that's right.
But Brian is going to lead into something. Brian has some info, or maybe I was going to talk about NA.
Okay.
I don't know. I had a theory about NA, but go ahead, Brian. Do it up.
Okay. So this is what happened. Years ago, I wrote on the org to Jack Oleester. Jack Oleester is the creator and the producer, director, I believe, of the New Adventures. So I wrote to him, and I wrote on the forums on how to introduce New Adventures to He-Man, the current He-Man on Eternia.
Yeah.
So I had, I can't remember the entire thing, but basically, I had the heroic warriors were in trouble. Skeletor's forces were kicking butt. They were really doing their job. And Gwildor decided to use the cosmic key to reach out and get help. So He-Man jumped in the portal. He found Primus. He came across Flipshot and all the Guardians and Darius and all those guys. And he brought him back to Eternia to fight with the heroic warriors. I'm sure I'm missing out a lot. If you check the org and search, it'll be on there. And Gary Goddard was so amazed, and he loved the idea so much that he actually went to Mattel to propose the idea to them, but they knocked it down because it wasn't written by whoever was writing them at the time, or the bios were already done. Sorry, my voice is gone. So, but yeah, if you Google it, if you search it, it's a pretty cool story. And he was really, really behind it. He really wanted that to happen because he thought it was a cool way to incorporate the New Adventures with modern day He-Man.
So run it by me again. What was the actual, okay, so He-Man needed help or was
helping? Well, yeah, right. The New Adventures, well, that's the New Adventures. The heroic warriors needed a hand. They needed help. They needed help desperately. So Gwildor said, I have this cosmic key that you can travel anywhere and, you know, maybe you can use it and bring back help.
Okay. So we got the tie-in with the cosmic key.
Right. So the cosmic key is more powerful now because of that, you know? And so He-Man volunteered. He went through the portal and he found Flipshot, Hydron, you know, Sagittor, all the other guys, KO, and brought him back to help fight Skeletor.
So instead of this taking place, you know, out in space, Primus Debris,
it takes place on Eternia. Correct. And then as they go back, you know, as the battle is going on, there's, you know, the New Adventure guys are saying, you know, we're having problems with the mutants. If you help us, we'll help you. You know how it goes. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. So basically they made an alliance to help each other out. And that's how we get Skeletor. You know, like in a mini comic, he, you know, jumps on board and he goes to the future with them.
Well, I think that would have, I mean, I like that idea because, and this is just me, obviously, just my opinion of how I perceived it when I was a kid, but I don't know, when we transition into space and we're out into Primus and all that good stuff, I still wanted to see the familiar people that I knew. I still wanted to see Man at Arms. I still wanted to see, you know, all of those folks. So because those guys were missing, it was kind of like we have to take away people that you know in order to introduce you to people that you don't know. And now you have to like this group of characters because He-Man's working with them. Where under the way that you're talking about it, I kind of like it because it actually gives us somewhere else to go, kind of like Etheria when we're back and forth there. But we could have gotten our warriors there as well.
Right, right. Well, like I said, if you search it and read it, it's been a while since I wrote it and read it. I think I, you know, it's been like at least 6 years. When did they come out? 2009? 2008. So
when did what? The New Adventures?
No, the classics.
Figures. Oh, the classics. Yeah, 2008, 2009. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been, you know, 8 years. I can't remember what I ate for breakfast. So, but no, it's a good read. And again, Jack Oliesta was so happy with it. He really brought it to Mattel. He approached him with it, but Mattel already said that they already had, you know, things in motion that they couldn't change it.
That was going to be for the bios, right?
Right, right. It would have been a bio. It would have been something along that lines. Yeah.
Cool deal. Yeah, that's definitely
yeah. And honestly, you know, coming from a guy like him, man, it really made me feel good. It really did because I'm not a lot of people like him or the NA, but I really do. I love the story. Because it is an actual story. Every episode is a continuation from the last.
Yes, it is.
That's why I like it. You know, but everybody has their own opinions, and most people don't like NA because, you know, he has his ponytail. The transformation scene is weak.
It is.
Plus,
he doesn't have a secret identity. Prince Adam. No. There's no secret identity anymore. He's just He-Man.
Like, well, he should have just been He-Man on that. There was and for Skeletor, he should have put two and two together. I mean, he's not that stupid, you know. He should have been like, wait a minute.
Adam is no more. Oh my lord.
Right. Well, Adam's on Primus and He-Man's on Primus, and I never see two of them together again.
He just left.
it kind of made my day when Jack was, you know, really supporting me. I really dug that. That was really cool of him.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Thanks. So with that said, what's your thoughts on NA, the transition, how it was done?
Well, we waited several years, of course, before we got anything new, because from, what, 87 to 1990, so there's a couple years there. I remember New Adventures as a kid, but it wasn't very cool for me then. Mind you, as an adult, I actually really like it. I just have a hard time sitting through it all the time.
Yeah.
it's a great show for what the story was. It's very, very, very made for kids. Like, there's no easy way around it. It'll put me to sleep very easily. But I love the characters. The mutants like Butthead, like Tuscador, or the good guys too. Spinwit, Artilla, Quake. I'm a huge fan of Optic. Optic was like a classic.
Was so cool.
Optic was such a cool classics figure.
Yeah, like, I was very happy he was the first villain that they made. I loved that idea.
Oh yeah. Well, the characters really fit into the universe because it's the same universe that has, like, you know, Rattler and God Spikor. I mean,
right. Yeah,
it matches the universe perfectly. But what There was a couple of versions, though, just like he was talking about the version that we could have had where He-Man would have started off on Eternia instead of on Primus. And you know, the new mini comics that they made that tied them all together. There's also like the Son of He-Man, the Hero stuff. Mm-hmm. That what if instead of this, we'd gotten something like Hero in the late 80s, early 90s, where we had the Son of He-Man and...
That I would have loved. I would have loved to see that happen.
I mean, the good news about the show is it ran with a specific order. It ran where it told an overarching story, unlike the Filmation show. Yeah. You can watch the Filmation show out of order and enjoy the heck out of it.
Right,
but if
right.
you watch New Adventures out of order, you're going to go, why is that going on, or what are they trying to work towards?
Sure.
I don't understand.
And who are they talking about? You know, like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that...
What happened to Quake? Or who's Quake?
Right. Well, that's the thing. I agree with you. When I was growing up and I finally saw it, I was so psyched. He-Man's back. And first off, I saw the toys. And the toys completely turned me off. I thought they were disgusting looking.
Yeah.
The toys, they just look like crap, man. I mean, Quake and Butthead completely look like Christmas Pooh from
Mr. Hanky.
Right. You know, they just looked horrible. Horrible.
Smudged and then, all over Bronze Dream.
Yeah. And then, you know, the next time, like a week or two later, they had the two packs, you know, He-Man Skeletor, He-Man Slushhead, He-Man Brack, or whatever the hell you want to call them. so, Flog. You know, Flog, right. You know, so I was like, oh, I guess this line isn't doing good. But then I finally caught it like 5:30 on a Sunday morning and I turned it off. It was horrible. I hated it. I really did. I thought it was a terrible story. But
they've got messages for kids.
Yeah. But what really got me into it was the drought after MYP. After MYP stopped, I needed my fix, bro. I needed something to watch.
Okay, so you came back and revisited it after, yes. You know, after the fact. And
I think
if most people will do that, you really can appreciate it for what it is. But I think what's interesting, and this is my theory, and it's just a theory, but if you look back around about, you know, 87, the line ends, obviously, but we were trying to figure out, you know, what direction will He-Man go in at this point? And the options were possibly to go the Hero route with Eldor or to move into something else. And I really think, and it goes back to Toy Story. If you pay attention on Toy Story, the reason that Andy doesn't want to play with Woody anymore, he doesn't want to play with the cowboy because they're all these cool new space toys. And, yep. And kids got interested in space at that time. And
yeah,
I Dude, think that Mattel took a swing at
Star
it.
Star Wars came out. I mean,
yeah, okay. In the 70s, I got it. I agree with that. But I think it was a marketing push, maybe, where Mattel saw that maybe that Star Wars stuff from the 70s, that kids were cool with that, and they wanted to revive the brand, and maybe they just tried to go in a totally different direction. I don't know, man. I was like Brian when I saw those toys, and I remember just looking at them, and I think I was 12 or so at the time, and I remember looking at those toys and thinking, what is this? This is not a He-Man. This is some kind of crap. I don't even know what this is. And yeah, they grew on me, and now I do appreciate those older things. But my theory is that Mattel just tried to move it into a space direction, and I don't know that it took well at the time.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, how do you have a cartoon on Sunday morning at 5:30, 4:30 in the morning? You know, it's
not really prime time slots.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the time it came on in New York here. It was ridiculous. So, that was the reason why I think it was a downfall, because the last episode, it ended that there was going to be more. You know, the way it ended, it seemed like there was going to be another season, and they did have another season planned that I believe Jitsu took over Castle Grayskull. And, you know, we were going to have that whole thing with them fighting about who's going to take over the Evil Warriors.
So. Well, Jitsu had taken over in Skeletor's stead. So Skeletor's gone, you know, with He-Man, and Jitsu then takes over to rule. So,
right.
Yeah, that would have been a very interesting storyline to at least come back to, if maybe they had come back and touched on it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, even if they did it straight to DVD, that'd be nice. You know, just to touch up on everything, bring everything up to speed. I'd still like to
see that story.
Yeah, hell yeah. I think it would be a great storyline. I mean, there's still a lot of questions that need to be answered. Even if they did a comic book, man, you know, put it in a comic book.
Now, yeah. we had an NA tie-in with Eternity War. There was, at the end of Eternity War, we had an NA tie-in. So I thought that was pretty sweet for the folks that have not read Eternity War. I mean, some folks like it, some don't, but...
Probably shouldn't spoil it, but that was pretty wild.
There's some interesting things there.
Yeah, I completely don't remember.
Brian's not...
Well, it's not very much in-depth. They introduce some characters.
Yeah.
But they don't stay on screen very long or stay in the comic very long.
No, it's just a touch.
Yeah, no, I do remember now. It's just, yeah. No, that was definitely a cool nod. I think Axel did that, didn't he?
Probably. Did he do... Was he in the artwork for Eternity?
Yeah, I think Axel was a part of that. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Now, there is something that Axel is a part of that just recently was revealed this week. I don't know if you guys saw it, but that card back art for the...
Snigman?
Yeah, for the PowerCon exclusives.
Oh, he is? Really? No, I didn't see that yet.
I just skimmed over it, but if Andrew helped me out here...
It's just a card back with all the Snigman characters on it. Is that what you're talking about?
I may be wrong, but I thought what I read was that it was actually going to be on the back of the cards for the PowerCon exclusives, that Axel's artwork was going on there, sort of like the Errol McCarthy drawings.
Oh yes, you're talking about the backs. The new comic 3-packs will feature all the new artwork by a couple of people, including Nate Barch, and will. Comes with brand new character bios. Yes, they just unveiled that. What was it? A couple days ago, I guess.
Yeah, Axel was in on that too. Is that right?
Yes, Axel was the one I think who drew him. Actually, it says here, or a couple of them at least.
That's awesome. Good for him, man. Yeah. I always liked Axel. He's a good guy. He is really a good guy.
Yeah, it's really cool to see his artwork getting out there like that, because that's, you know, that's kind of a big deal being on those 3-packs and stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's a fan too, you know. It's just always good.
Oh, you can tell it in his work, man. There's a love in that work.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he must be ecstatic that now one of his artworks became a figure. So, I mean.
His Fangor, right?
Yes. Yes. You know, so that, you know, that's a good good way of Mattel showing, you know, thanks for all your hard work.
He's got a couple of other ones out there that are, you know, that are concept arts, but they're killer, man. I hope they do actually come back and make some of those, because there's a couple of other Snakeman figures that he did that are really cool.
Well, you never know, man. In the future, what's going to happen? Now, you know, you never know what they're going to make, because. They really haven't made any Horde members in a really long time. It's just basically they've been making a lot of Snake Men. So we could be getting Snake Men.
Yeah, we could. Hey, I got something new to point out. Mad Duck posters. Did y'all see that on the Horde last week? Did either of you pick up a Mad Duck poster?
No.
I did not. I threw it out to the group to see, you know, kind of if anybody would rumble about it, and I didn't really hear a whole lot. I think, you know, the price tag on it's a little
pricey.
High, but man, they're beautiful. They are absolutely beautiful.
Well, I just checked, and they're still available online, even though they're supposed to cut out at noon today. So
that's good. Go get them, guys.
Just in case anyone's listening right now and wants to go buy one.
Now, it's madduckposters.com, is it not?
Yeah,
is
madduckposters.com. Right? Yeah, that's it.
And there are... Are there three versions of it, or
there's two versions. The variant where they're in battle armor, He-Man and Skeletor, and there's the regular one.
Right. Yeah. I just don't have any room space, so I don't want to buy any posters and it gets ruined, stepped on, something falls on it. The other day I walked in my He-Man room and my mannequin fell over and knocked over everything, man.
Oh, jeez.
So pissed.
Terrible comment to have.
Well, I'd forgotten to point something out, actually. I think it was 2 weeks ago was the last one was on, because I was out last week. I had some stuff going on. I was going to say that 2 weeks ago, pretty much after we did it, or a week ago or so, but before I've not been buying anything this week, but over a week ago, I did buy that Planet Eternia, or Starship Eternia.
Sweet.
Play said.
Oh, nice.
It was opened, but okay. It was all there, unpunched, unbroken.
Oh, wow.
I got it for a song. I got it for 200.
Wow. Yeah, I got one too. I never opened it, though, and played with it.
Man, please share some pictures of that thing over at
Lucky. I'll have to.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to see it. And actually, now I can get to that mini comic with the. With the Earl Norm picture on the front with Blade fighting He-Man.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I'll put that up tomorrow.
Yeah, throw that out on the Masters page.
Yeah, I'll throw it up on it tomorrow. I can finally get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you guys got anything else to say, or are we good?
I think we're good.
All right. All righty. All right, guys. Well, it's been a fun, eventful night again. I'm sorry about my voice. Hopefully, I get it back tomorrow. And I want you guys to come visit Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page and, come and check out all the stuff we're going to put up on there. And until next time, guys, rock on, man. We'll see you then.
Ooh, I have one thing I want to inquire. If anyone is interested in contributing to our t-shirt designs, we were thinking of having a couple t-shirts made up, maybe even offer them to some of our viewers. If anyone wants to send us your awesome art that you'd like to use for one of our designs, send it this way.
Please make sure it's original artwork.
No copy, just send us your artwork that you're interested in, and we'll take it into consideration. We'd like to make a t-shirt that we can wear at both Comic-Con and Power-Con coming up, and we just thought, we'd throw it out there just in case.
And we'll do an interview with you too if we select your we select your design. So yeah, that'd be a cool thing to do, guys. Appreciate
and I'll wear
that.
My t-shirt and walk around and interview my figures and pretend I'm at PowerCon.
Yeah, you know what, you can FaceTime one of us while we're interviewing the other guy.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm down for that. I can do that.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Alright guys, until next time, brother, rock on.